Updates.
Good morning. This is your Money FM Updates. I'm Elliot Danker. Nanyang Technological University students will soon be able to go for their lunch breaks and travel to classes on a driverless shuttle bus. By the fourth quarter of this year, one such vehicle, which can ferry about 24 people at a time, is expected to travel a 500-meter route connecting student halls with the main academic areas, ferrying up to 300 passengers a day. This route will see it encountering real-world obstacles such as pedestrians and traffic. China and Japan, Asia's two largest economic powers, denounce protectionism as they vowed to set aside their traditional rivalry and work closely together to promote free trade and safeguard multilateral trade frameworks. The pledge by the two countries at their first high-level economic dialogue since 2010 came as both bear the brunt of protectionist policies by the United States, which have threatened to upend the global economic order. Russia's state telecommunications regulator says it had begun blocking access to Telegram Messenger after the company refused to comply with an order to give Russian state security access to its users' secret messages. The watchdog added that it had sent telecoms operators a notification about blocking access to Telegram inside Russia. The service, set up by a Russian entrepreneur, has more than 200 million global users and is ranked as the world's ninth most popular mobile messaging app. U.S. President Donald Trump has accused Russia and China of devaluing their currencies while the United States raises interest rates. Since Trump took office in January 2017, the dollar has weakened substantially against most currencies, including the Chinese yuan, and until the U.S. imposed sanctions on Russia in the last few weeks, the ruble. And the United States and Britain have accused Russia of launching cyber attacks on computer routers, firewalls, and other networking equipment used by government agencies, businesses, and critical infrastructure operators around the globe. Washington and London issued a joint alert saying the campaign by Russian government-backed hackers was intended to advance spying, intellectual property theft, and other malicious activities, and could be escalated to launch offensive attacks. It followed a series of warnings by Western governments that Moscow is behind a string of cyber attacks. Get more news at the Business Times and the Straits Times.